You ready?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to call this meeting for the Public Works Committee to order on Monday, February 3rd, 2025, with the possibility of a quorum of the council. We have Public Works Director Gary Capping, Counselor Thomas, and our new Counselor Kenny Jameson tonight, and Chair Sid Washburn. Is there any changes?
No changes. We can talk about what I want to talk about under other business later.
Okay. Can I get approval of minutes for December 2nd, 2024?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Minutes have been approved. You said we don't have anybody online?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there any committee members' comments? Counselor Jameson?
No, not yet.
Counselor Thomas?
No, I'm sure I'll have something later.
I'm sure. Okay, let's move on to Building Evaluation Support Intergovernmental Agreement.
Thank you, sir. So this is a review of a Building Evaluation Support Intergovernmental Agreement. This is a new IGA that's been put out by multiple agencies. Anybody can join this intergovernmental agreement. And so for several years, we've been in intergovernmental agreements with other cities or counties to either help them or them help us with building inspections if we need it or they need it, with a agreed amount fee for that. It's like $70 an hour is what we charge, and they charge us. So this agreement would allow the city to provide and receive services from multiple cities or counties. And it also includes building inspections, plan review, whatever we need. So if we had Jason get sick or whatever, we could just pick whatever county is available at that time to have them work on it, or whatever city that signed up with this. Currently, there's 8 cities or counties signed up with this. Benton County, Lane County is, of course, trying to change the language, which they're not going to be able to do, and they'll end up signing it. There's a bunch of other cities that are signing on to this. So with the city enacting the moratorium, I'm kind of looking for other ways that we can keep our buildings intact and keep them going as much as we can. Now, that being said, I don't think anybody's going to want to pay us to go to Portland to do a building inspection, but somebody from Portland may pay us to do plan review, right? So, and we can do that here. That's all electronically. So by entering this agreement, it gives us a little more broad spectrum of what we can allow our building official to do legally, because now we can go to Benton County and do those things, or we can go to Monroe and do a building inspection for them, or we can go past Harrisburg to Halsey and do one for them. It kind of opens the door for a lot of different things. If Cottage Grove needs help in Crestwell or Coburg, we could go there and do that. It's just it's a pretty wide open contract for us to do. Now, like I said, that being said, I don't think anybody's going to pay us to drive 2 or 3 hours to go to an inspection, but they may pay us to do that plan review if they don't have time to do it. Let's take like the McKinsey fire, right? So it was taking them months and months and months to get through plan review, where they could have kicked some of those to us and we could have done those fairly quick. So it just, I'm trying to kind of look outside the box,
yeah,
and open up what we can for our building department. Because as you guys will see in this year's budget, I had to be really conservative and it's taken a big hit. So I'm trying to find anything I can to bring in more money for that department. So that's kind of the gist of it. I'm happy to answer any questions. The contract was reviewed by our attorney. Of course, our attorney would love to make some changes in it, but they said that based on the way this is written, they're not going to make any changes, so she's okay with it. So.
Any questions, Counselor Thomas?
You said she'd love to make changes, but she's not going to make changes?
They wouldn't allow them any changes. They wouldn't allow to it. Which she's aware of, and she's like, you know, it's not her favorite contract, but she could live with it. So
thank you.
Counselor Jameson, do you have any questions?
Well, it sounds like everybody works together on this. We use them, they use us. Yeah. You know, that way it is, there's not a backlog they can't get to because somebody else will jump in and help them. So it sounds like a pretty good program.
Definitely. Yeah, we already do with Lane County, the city of Eugene, and then we do all Harrisburg building inspections now, currently. So.
Yeah, I see it.
It kind of opens the door for a little more availability for us to maybe make some money off of building stuff. So.
Then we have to take this back to council? Or?
Yeah, it'll go to council because it's an intergovernmental agreement, which right now, currently, I have scheduled to go to the next council meeting if you guys approve this. I'd get everything to Kitty and we can move it forward.
I'm going to make a motion that we send it on and let council look at it and decide.
I second it.
So we'll say, be it, we'll move it on to council. Let's move on to engineering service contract.
Okay, so this is a request to sign an engineering contract service with SES Engineering. If you remember back a while ago, the city administrator came to you and said, you know, based on all these things we got going with the sewer treatment plant, all the water projects, all the sewer projects that are possible to be done, to bring SES back in so they could run scenarios for us quickly. They already have all our information. They've done two studies for us before, so we wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel with a new company and have them go through all our data again, get all our customer information, when SES already has that at their fingertips, right? So in order for these guys to run a scenario for us, I think the last scenario I had them run during the sanitation survey, I just called up Vida and I said, okay, we want to run this scenario. We want to add this and take away that and add this. And I had it that day. Wow. She's very quick about getting back to us. It's very accurate information, as most of, I think, everybody but Ken seen their work. So I think it makes sense to go with SES again because of that, and it keeps the cost down. They don't have to do all that legwork up front and then send me a bill for that. That's already in there. They already know what they're doing. So so the city administrator and I reached out to Vida. We talked with her. We had her put together a contract that's kind of a as-needed basis. There's no permanent price that goes, you know, so much a month. It's whenever we send you a scenario, they do the work, then they bill us. I think the best thing for the city and the situation we're in, because that way, if we bring something to the council and the council goes, well, I don't really want that, but I'd like to see this, we can have them run that scenario pretty quickly. So it is our recommendation that we contract with SES for this service, and hopefully you can take it to council to be approved at the next council.
How long have they been working with SES?
SES did our first rate study 8 years ago. So they did a 5-year rate study, and then that one ended, and then we ran into the problem with sanitation. They did the sanitation analysis for us a couple years ago, last year, really. So we've been working on and off with them for like 8 years now. Really good company, really listens to what we want. They don't try and force their ideas on us, so it's been really a good partnership with them.
And where's the money come out of this, out of the budget?
I've got money set aside this year in sewer and next year in sewer. Most of the scenarios they're going to be working on is sewer projects, but we do have some extra money set aside in water too if we need to have them work on water projects. But I was very careful to make sure in next year's budget I've added a lot of cost in there for professional service type stuff. So, but we still currently have professional service money left in if they were to start working on something this year for us. So.
So their job is to break it down where we're headed, where we're started, where we finish.
Yeah, basically look at that and say, if you structure. do this, this is what it's going to cost.
Okay.
And, you know, this is what it's going to cost. Either you take a loan and you take that loan and here's what that would do to your rate structure.
Sure.
You know,
so they just break it all
kind
down.
Kind of breaks it all down pretty good. I've got an old report of theirs if you'd like to see how they break it down. I think everybody in here has seen that. And they break it down per scenario for us. So if it's like, we want to do this $100,000 project, it looks like this. If we want to do this $500,000 project, it looks like this. So they're pretty good about breaking that out and putting it in terms that everybody can understand.
So, and then it gives you perspective of what it's going to take to get it done.
Yes.
I get it.
Thomas, you got any questions?
No.
Do we have a consensus to move it back to council?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, right?
Oh, we definitely. One second.
We'll move it on to council.
Okay. You guys will see you next Tuesday.
Dang. Let's move on to Fisher Public Involvement.
Okay, so this is just a discussion about the city public information material that staff's been putting together with the help of Fisher Public Improvement. So this is the city trying to develop someone that does outreach to work with us so that when we do the outreach to people, it's reaching out to the right people, explaining the right information, getting that information out. Like I've told you guys before, when I start talking, sometimes I start using terms that people don't understand. So they're going to help us put it in a format where people can understand that. Our goal is to clearly describe the current need for infrastructure upgrades and the benefits to the community of this investment. And the outcome of the work will include short flyers about public works projects, update to the city's website, social media platforms, conversation with community leaders, all those types of things so that when we start putting out this information, not only you guys have it, but other community leaders will have it. Flyers will be out there. Our website will be updated. Our social media stuff will be updated. So it should be pretty easy for people to get information if they actually want it and information they can understand. Because I mean, it's pretty easy for city administrator Knope or myself to start putting something together, and pretty soon it's a lot of technical terms where people are like, you just want to buy new trucks. You don't really want to do this. So, Fisher came and met with us a few weeks ago and kind of got our gist of what we're trying to get done. And so I told them I wanted to get their plan in front of you guys in the council, and once it's in front of them, we'll sit down again and kind of go over where we want to start with that, who we want to do outreach to, and where that should start at. So it's kind of an informational piece from you. I don't really need much from you on this. I just wanted to get it in front of you before it went straight to council, and I think that would have been a great thing to send it straight to council.
Anyone have any questions?
What's the cost on this? How do you figure?
They do this too as a per piece work. I think when Jason first originally talked to him, we had a less than $50,000 budget per piece. So it just depends on how much work we have them do or how much we can do once they get things going, how much I can have my staff do in-house or, you know, that type of stuff. The goal is to work with Fisher enough to where eventually we don't need Fisher and our staff can do that kind of work.
Have you worked with them before?
No, this is a company that was recommended to us by other cities, and they seem to do good work from everything we can see, and they were very thorough when they came and talked to us. And you know, it was a little different than I thought it was going to be, but what they said made sense to me. So
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like they're willing to do a lot on this page.
Yeah.
I say let it go to council.
So, yeah, unfortunately, none of the stuff that we're talking about is going to be cheap, but it's all necessary to do, and, you know.
We can't stand in the corner and wave people down and tell what's going on.
Our ability to get information out to the public hasn't been as good as it should.
Sure,
and, you know, sure. So we're trying to correct that and get all this information. There's some big decisions that need to be made, and there's some big dollar items that are coming. And for us not to get that information out ahead of time would be really silly.
Yep.
So finding the right people to help us get that out makes the most sense.
That makes sense.
That would free up a lot of staff time, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any more questions? Got the thumb?
I did have one, but it kind of went. It was there, and now it's gone. It was just I was going to say, I can do your social media for you, but it probably wouldn't be up to city standards.
There's a reason I don't get on social media pages.
Oh, yeah, we need to send it.
But it sure is fun to read all that stuff.
I don't even read it. Just makes me mad, so.
Yeah.
In fact, my wife doesn't even talk to me about it anymore.
I don't get on there anymore. But it was kind of crazy to listen to some of the comments and people. It's just like, God, these people live in this town? Really?
So we need to send it back and let council look at it.
Yeah, I just needed to get the information in front of you before I took it to council. Okay. I didn't think that'd be fair for you guys to get blindsided by a council meeting where you didn't have at least some knowledge of what we're doing.
Yeah, I think did we talk about this once at a meeting?
Yeah, it came with that same package of PR person, SES engineering doing rate studies. That was all talked about at the same meeting. Yeah.
Okay, that's why it sounded familiar.
I'd just have to go back to.
We'll just get it in front of council, just yeah. So everybody's on the same page and that they know about it. It doesn't have to go anywhere. You guys have already gave the blessing to move forward with the PR person. So, but now that we wanted to get it in front of you instead of things start coming out and you're like, well, what the heck? We didn't know anything that was coming. So.
Let's move on to public works projects update.
Okay, so we went over this at the last council meeting, but I wanted to get it in this packet so Councilor Jameson could have a little more time to digest kind of what's there and if there's any questions. I have not made any changes to this since the last council meeting. Everything was updated at that meeting for this. The only thing I did is I changed it, like I said, from completed to green, in progress red, and then not started in black lettering. So it's a little easier to kind of pick it off
if you
look through it. And I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody may have on it. We did get the recycled water use program back today with a couple more changes that he wants. So we're working on that. I thought it was complete, but just a couple minor changes, so it shouldn't take us much at all. It's really kind of minimal stuff, but just one more thing we gotta get done for. I did get the final stuff for the water rights transfer in my email, just because it's not reflected in here Sunday night. So it's in the final stages of being transferred. So
that's good.
It's kind of open for public comment right now. If nobody comments, they transfer. So we are a bit ahead of having things done. Like I said at that meeting, I do need to write an MAO progress report, which I've asked DEQ if they had a format they wanted me to use for that, and they have not responded. So if I don't hear anything by Monday of next week, I'll probably call Brad Engelson and say, what's up? I need to know if there's a format, or do you just want me to write you an email saying we've accomplished these things? I don't. It seems like since Tim McFetrich left, every time I've done that, they send me back this big long form that I'm supposed to fill out. So I tried to head that off at the pass before, but I haven't got any response from Brad yet, so. And he may still be checking to see if there's a form they want me to use, but. Brad's been fairly easy to work with since he came on, so hopefully we can just figure out what works for him, what he wants to see, get that report into him, and now my plan is to get that report into him before the March 1st deadline, so I'm not sure that we'll pick anything off on the list before then.
Do we have any more questions? No. Hearing none, we'll move on to Lockmead billing error.
Yeah, this is my favorite one. So this is a request to issue a refund to Lockmead Dairy due to a billing error on their account. On January 20th, 2025, we discovered an error on the Lockmead Dairy account, and it appears that one of their water accounts was added, and a dumpster fee was also added to that account that shouldn't have been. So kind of the history back on that, in 2003, Lockmead service, Lockmead had a service installed in the front of the house when we, in the front of the property where we did the highway project, and we started using that service and disconnected the one in the alley behind the property. That happened for a long time. That was a 2-inch water service with a four-yard dumpster 2 times a week when it started, and as soon as we put it up front, they went to 5 times a week. So when that new service was put into the system, the old service was deactivated. So it wasn't removed, it was kind of put into a suspend account, right? So it's just kind of sitting there waiting. So the account was just kind of paused in that instead of disconnected, which means it was finally reconnected. They could not be reconnected in any way. It'd have to be a brand new account set up. So when the request came to start up the service in the alley again, the utility billing clerk I had at that time found that deactivated account and went, oh, I don't need to do an account, I need to reactivate it. Doing so, she also reactivated the code for the dumpster, 4-yard dumpster 2 times a week. So since 2017, Lockmead's been paying for a dumpster that they don't have. So we went back and calculated it all out. We went all the way back and we looked at when the rates were changed, how that all worked, and the total cost for the city to pay that back is $45,874.50. I have been in contact with Lockmead. They do know about it. They were very appreciative that the city stepped up and went all the way back to 2017. I told them that's not my call. It's above my authority to pay. It has to go to council, and then I'd let them know after the council meeting what council decided to do. It is staff's opinion that as much as it kills me, it's my opinion that we should go back and pay back the full amount. Lockmead's been a member of the community for 50 years. I believe they would do what's right if it was the other way around and we weren't billing there for something. Talking to John on the phone, he was very appreciative of that and said the same thing. You know, he would expect that Lockmead would stand up and do what was right with us too if it was the other way around. So this will need to go to council to be approved. All the paperwork is in here, the breakdown of when it started, how it happened, everything going forward. It has since been corrected and removed from the account, so that billing will stop. But it was caught, you know, 8 years too late.
How in the world did it get beyond there?
I'm not sure. We thought we caught all these when we switched from Springbrook to Tyler, but because it was just a reactivated account, it probably came back as, oh, that was an account, it was reactivated, it's good to go. So nobody actually looked at what they had. Now, that being said, yes, there's some responsibility on the customer. You should look at your bill and make sure you're being charged correctly. However, it was our mistake. And, you know, in order for the city to, I think, be able to say we did what was right, we should pay back the full amount.
Yeah, they're pillars in the community. I mean, and you would think if it was the other way, they would have no problem making it right.
Where's the money coming from?
It'll decrease the ending fund balance of the sanitation fund. It has to come out of money that was accepted as payment, so we have to pay it back out of that account. So it'll reduce the ending fund balance by $45,800. I've already taken it out of the budget in anticipation that you guys are going to pass it. It hurts me a little bit. It doesn't kill it. I mean, it sucks because I was moving forward, and now I feel like I'm moving back. Yeah. But we'll make it up. We'll move forward again next year, and we'll be all right.
Would it work better if we paid half now and half later?
It won't make no difference.
No difference?
No. It won't make any difference at all. It's just gonna reduce that unappropriate ending fund balance. So my beginning fund balance next year will be $45,000 less.
I wish that would happen to me at my shop. Ouch. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I say we pay.
We try not to make those mistakes, but sometimes they do happen. And
they could have caught it, but they're just so busy just paying the bill that they didn't even, see it.
You know, I'm sure we're a small amount of bills they have to pay. So.
Yeah.
And the bills they pay us are fairly large, so to see an extra $400, $500, $600 on your bill when you're paying that much probably didn't mean much to
right.
them.
Right. Plus, to have to go out and physically look to see what was there, the dumpster, where it was hooked up at.
Yeah. So, we'll be at the council meeting, and we'll try and move that forward on Tuesday. Go from there. Which does bring me to the next item on the agenda. How you doing?
Good agenda.
Right back there.
Thank you.
Well, what's a consensus? Move it back to?
We don't even have to. He's already back, right? You didn't need a consensus.
It would be nice to have a consensus, but I don't necessarily, whether you give me one or not, I'm going to take the council.
Yeah.
I don't even be blunt about it, but
we all say yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's move on to Public Works internal audit.
Okay, so this is discussion on Public Works doing an internal audit of the utility billing accounts. So Public Works has already been working on an internal audit of all the dumpster accounts. As soon as we're done with the dumpster accounts, we're going to do the container accounts. And as soon as the container accounts are done, we're going to do all the water meter accounts. Now, we've done a lot of the water meters when we did the lead copper service survey. So we don't have to do every single meter. We've already done 1,700 of the meters. So that's going to be fairly easier than it sounds like it's going to be. But based on the current billing error that we found, I want to go back here and make sure all our accounts are square. Now, that being said, it's not going to end there. From that point on, once we're done with this internal audit, every 6 months we will do dumpster accounts, and every year we'll be doing canned accounts and any new account or any changed account so that we catch those in 1 year span if there's a mistake. My staff is very good, but to say they will never make a mistake is very untrue. We are going to make some mistake at some point. But by this policy that I've already got written, I just haven't got it completely done and passed yet. When I leave, this policy will remain in place. So the next public works director will have to do this too.
Who said you could leave?
Well, someday I'm going to leave. My wife says I can't leave, but you know, someday I'm going to leave. But this will tie this up so that nobody can come in and go, well, that's dumb, we're not going to do that anymore. It makes it a policy with the city that every public works director will do this every year. And I mean, not that it, we have all the extra time in the world, but talking with my EB clerk, my special programs coordinator, the superintendent, and myself, we feel like we can pull this together pretty quick. The first one's going to be more painful than the next. The next ones are fairly quick. You know, it's a 6-month audit of dumpsters every 6 months, so that should go quick. And then you're looking for any new account or any changed account for cans and water meters. So water meters very rarely change, but cans change a lot. We have people call all the time for to change their can size. So I want to make sure we catch all those. And that will involve our sanitation guys actually checking those totes on the route, because sometimes they're at fault for a mistake that's made, that they don't give the information back, they don't finish the service request, they don't say they got the can switched. So we're going to involve them in this process, so those mistakes are far and few between. If they've got to check every can on their route, they're going to be less likely to make that mistake, right?
Right.
So, I know that based on what we've found so far, we have found a couple other dumpster mistakes, but we've been undercharging, not overcharging. So we've got those corrected now. So they will get the correct bill, and we've sent out a notice to them saying, hey, we found a billing error, your bill's going to go up. We never do change the bill without contacting the customer if the bill's going up or if the bill's going down. Stephanie's really good about reaching out to the customer and saying, hey, we found this. You haven't been charged this. We're not going to back charge you, but we are going to start charging you the correct amount. So I think we've got that all worked out with this policy. I think it will catch everything that we need to catch. Like I said, we're almost done with the dumpsters. I think Alan's got one more route to do, and then we'll be done with all the dumpsters. And then we'll verify each one of those on the sheet with the accounts that we're billing, and then we'll go back and double check that. So it's a bit of a process, but I think it's a necessary process. Because I don't like the one before this at all. And I was involved with one other one a while ago when I wasn't sitting in this chair and somebody else was, which was much more money than that. And it just, it's not good for the city to wait that long or find that mistake and then do an audit. So I want to do those annually. I don't need anything from you. This is information of me letting you know I didn't take what happened in the previous one lightly. And that we're just not going to all pay it back and sweep it under the rug. It wasn't a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal for the city. It's a big deal for the customer, you know.
Yeah.
So I think by creating this policy and going through the process every year, we should catch everything. So even if it is a mistake, it's for 6 months or 3 months or no more than a year. So, which is much easier to pay back than 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years is tough.
Yeah.
So that's it for that one. I just wanted you guys to know that, like I said, I didn't take it lightly. Based on looking through all our policies, there was no policy that required that, so I wrote one. And I've got it in front of the city administrator. He's checking it out, make sure it passes his test, and once that's done, we'll sign it, and it will be put into the city's policy.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yes.
Well, before we move on to the agenda forecaster, sir?
Yes.
You came in late. Do you have any comments?
Oh, not particularly. My name's John Cunningham. I live on 6th Street. I live on 11th. And I'm a civil engineer. I'm just real interested in following things. Once we got overbilled and we got a nice refund, that was a very, very nice thing. Public relations, sort of. And I just wanted to see if I could be of any help and stay in touch.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any changes you have to the agenda forecaster?
I don't have any changes to the agenda forecaster. The only change I made is what we're talking about tonight. Everything else is still moving forward like it was.
Now, Jamison, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Councilor Thomas?
Well, I just want to say, no matter, any time I've asked you a question, you've given me the right answer, whether it was what I wanted to hear or not.
That's the only answer I know.
I know, yeah, it's, but it's appreciated.
Well, I appreciate it.
You know, that's, it's important.
I do have one thing, and it's a couple meetings out, but for the May meeting, if we need to have that meeting, can we move it to April 28th or May 12th?
Fine with me.
I'm not sure we even need to have it, but if we do.
What are you going on vacation?
No, my granddaughter has a recital up in Gig Harbor, so it's on Sunday, driving back Monday and doing a meeting Monday night.
I don't blame you.
So, yeah, let's push it off, whatever it takes.
Yeah, so we'll kind of talk about it as we get closer, and if we need to have the meeting, we'll discuss what is the best day, either the Friday or the Monday before or the Monday after.
Sounds good to me.
So.
Yeah, no problem.
Does anybody else have anything else? Audience?
You guys will see the budget in March and April for two terms at it before it goes into the budget committee. So my plan is to bring it. Your next March meeting, I got three jobs, the All Street projects, and then the budget. So far is what I've got kind of on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if nobody has anything else, we will adjourn the meeting at 7:06.